Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A few clouds tonight, lows around 50. Full forecast details are coming up. A drug deal and a double homicide in Milwaukee nearly 18 years ago allegedly led to the murder of a Milwaukee woman whose body was found along a Racine County road in February of 2000. Sheriff Christopher Schmeling today announced the arrest of 39-year-old Miguel Cruz in Tampa, Florida, who has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of Juanita Zadrork. She was found dead along Highway K after being shot and run over by a vehicle. During a news briefing, Schmeling praised his department's investigative team.
They spent hundreds of hours snapping pieces together of a case that has many moving components. Being mindful that forensic evidence nearly 18 years ago was not nearly sophisticated as it is today. My team's efforts have always been 100% focused on facts rather than speculation, while building strong courtroom-ready cases.
According to court documents, the blood of one of the double homicide victims was found under Zadrork's pants. A previously unknown witness was also located, who said he was about 16 years old when he was taken to a Milwaukee alley, where Zadrork was crying, saying over and over that he killed them. The witness then claimed Cruz and another man, 36-year-old Elias Burgos, told Zadrork they would take her to Chicago to get a car and money. Instead, they drove off the interstate in Racine County, where Zadrork was killed. Cruz is accused of shooting the victim, while Burgos, who is believed to be hiding in Puerto Rico, is accused of driving the vehicle. Cruz is currently being held in Florida, awaiting extradition to Wisconsin. Despite the life-saving efforts by a Good Samaritan and Caledonia police and fire personnel, an Oak Creek man died this morning after his motorcycle struck a car at the intersection of 7 Mile Road and Highway 38. According to a Caledonia Police Department news release, a 59-year-old Racine woman traveling north on 38 failed to yield the right-of-way to the motorcyclist while attempting to turn west on 7 Mile Road. 55-year-old Joseph Cocking was thrown from the motorcycle by the impact. Flight for life was initially requested. However, Cocking died before he could be transported. The driver of the car has been cited for failing to yield the right-of-way. The accident happened just after 7 o'clock this morning and closed down both 7 Mile and Highway 38 for the investigation. Racine Unified is under pressure to respond and quickly to a threatened breakup of the district by the state with a last-minute budget addition. And a first step comes tonight with the Board of Education scheduled to vote on a revised employee handbook that will prove compliance with the provisions of Act 10 as now demanded by Madison. Superintendent Lolly Haas, noting previous 5-4 decisions against it, called the vote tonight critical for the community. She said the indicators are positive about a better report card by late October or early November, while another bad one launches a process that could lead to Mount Pleasant or Caledonia voting out of Racine Unified.
If then by January 30th, each village board says yes or no, we want to pursue secession. If they say yes, there's 6 months or so of DPI-funded investigation into what that would all cost and imply and mean, you know, lots of public hearings, all of that. And then the next year in November, there would be a referendum in that municipality for all the members in that community to vote.
The full interview with Superintendent Lolly Haas with our partners at Gateway Public Radio is available on their website. The city of Burlington, as of tomorrow, September 12th, is adjusting compost site availability to between 3 and 8 p.m. on Tuesdays and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays through the last Saturday in November. With city leaders recently talking about limited hours, not having to pay staff employees overtime, and not finding and maintaining anyone for a job that offers mainly weekend hours. City Administrator Karina Walters told the council recently that staff was educated as to the volume of materials into the facility and what other communities have in place.
What staff did was call several municipalities surrounding the city to identify what their hours of operation were. The majority of the surrounding municipalities have 2 days. So what the recommendation was to do was move it down to 2 days and monitor it.
Walters also stated that a new director of public works could also offer an assessment of the situation, including the vacant position. Alderman Tom Voss says it appears a lot of citizens utilize the compost site, and he's concerned about restricted hours dictating where materials end up. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.